On with the butter comes from the Icelandic expression that is afram með smörið, which literally means on with the butter. And it's an expression in Iceland to keep going, keep moving, forge ahead. And it's almost like the American expression, get the lead out, or it's really to encourage people to just keep going. And it was the perfect mantra for this book. I started this after I was working on a book with my mom, and she wanted to share with everyone that no matter how old you are, you're never too old to do something new or to experience life.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Annie Nelson. Welcome back. Today we have an author coming on, and it's Heidi Herman. Heidi was born and raised in central Illinois, but her passion and a common theme in her writing is her Icelandic heritage. After a 30-year career in business, where she authored magazine articles, white papers, and technical assessment reports, Heidi turned to fiction writing full-time, inspired by her mother's example. In 2012, her mother, Ida Herman, published a childhood memoir, which featured some of Iceland's folklore. This immersed Heidi in childhood memories of the Scandinavian legends, lore, and imaginative stories. Heidi went on and wrote several books. Her latest work, On With the Butter, Spread More Living Onto Everyday Life, was inspired by her mother's final work, Never Too Late. So welcome to the show, Heidi.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here today.
It's terrific. And you have a new book out, and it's published by Hecla Publishing, and it's called On With the Butter, Spread More Living Onto Everyday Life. What an intriguing title. But before we get into the book, give us a bit of a background on your business career and how you got into writing, Heidi.
I think writing was something that was always a part of me. I loved to read as a child, and just throughout my business career, it was a part of everything that I did. I was in telecommunications, did a lot of time on the phone with the phone companies and digging through phone bills and a lot of analytical work. But I found I really loved all the report writing, but which, you know, most people find tedious. So it was fun once I was able to retire and just focus a little bit more on writing for the sake of writing and having a good time with it. Ah. It just kind of grew.
Yeah. So what type of works have you put out?
The first book that I did was a Christmas story based on the Icelandic mythology of their Yule lads. I was very intrigued when my mom was 88 years old. She published her first book, which was a memoir of growing up in Iceland. So from the time she was about 10 years old until she was 18, when she met my father at a USO dance in Reykjavik, this story kind of goes through what it was like to grow up in Iceland. And she talks about these trolls of Christmas and hidden people and all this mythology that is not common here in the United States. And I thought, what a great story to have trolls for Christmas instead of Santa Claus. So that was my first one. And I followed that one up with another collection of folklore. My mom and I then did one together. It was a cookbook from Iceland. And she went on to write a couple more. And, you know, I wrote another novel after that. So we just kind of both were enjoying the process of writing and sharing stories. And of course, throughout all that time, she lived with me through a lot of that. And we traveled and adventured together. And that's really where the current book came from, is drawing on a lot of that experience and, you know, some of the things we went through during that time.
It sounds like a wonderful adventure. You're having a great shared experience with your mother. Your title is very unusual. Could you explain the title, please?
Absolutely. On with the Butter comes from the Icelandic expression that is afram með smörið, which literally means on with the butter. And it's an expression in Iceland to keep going, keep moving, forge ahead. And it's almost like the American expression, get the lead out, or it's really to encourage people to just keep going. And it was the perfect mantra for this book. I started this after I was working on a book with my mom, and she wanted to share with everyone that no matter how old you are, you're never too old to do something new or to experience life. And when she was 93, she decided to do 93 new things that she had never experienced before. And we just went through that year a little bit with me and some of her other children. And so she finished in 1 year's time, 93 new experiences. And everyone really received that well. And they were such fun. Everything from dyeing her hair red to dressing up for Halloween the first time to driving a four-wheeler. And there were just all kinds of crazy things that she did during that year. And after the year was over, she was working on putting those experiences into a book to motivate people and just let everyone know. It's like, hey, you're never too old to have a new experience. You're never too old to be out there living and having fun. She did pass away during that time that she was writing the book. And I went through the process of finishing that. And as I put it together, I just felt like there was a piece missing, that there was more I wanted to say. It was great to have this 1 year and 93 new experiences for other people to be inspired by. But I felt like, you know, some of us might need a little bit more of a primer. And how do we do that?
Your subtitle is also very interesting. When I started reading the book, there were some of the chapters in the book that I thought, oh, well, I've heard this before. But then as I read on, there's definitely new information in there that I probably heard about but never focused on before. So your subtitle is Spread More Living Onto Everyday Life. So perhaps we could talk about the importance of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I feel that it's really important to embrace life every day in whatever way or level that each person is comfortable with. And the reason I say that is because once we retire, or sometimes I've really actually gotten a lot of feedback from people before retirement even, that have said, wow, you know, some of these ideas, even though the book was mainly written for retirement age, other people get some value out of it with those philosophies. And as I look at it, and as I've talked to people about my book and how my philosophy was influenced by my mother, one thing I came to realize is my mom was very much a fly by the seat of her pants, whatever there was to do, very spur of the moment, just having fun with life. I've always been a planner. I'm somebody that I like to read the newspaper and coming events, and, you know, I track it on social media. And when somebody puts an event out there, I put it in my phone, and I'm very much of a planner. And that was one thing that was very cool when we came together, is that she was very spontaneous and I'm very much of a planner. So I was able to influence her in a little more on the research side and planning and finding out what things are going on. But she definitely influenced me a lot in being more spontaneous and, you know, hey, what's that sign over there? Let's take this road and go see. And when you look at those two things together, that is really how you can start to understand that idea of spreading more living onto everyday life. A little bit of keeping an eye out on things that you can plan to do, and a little bit of building some extra time into your day to take advantage of all those things that just you come across unexpectedly, which is great.
Yes. And would you care to share with the audience a couple of those unexpected things that you got up to with your mother?
One of them, we were traveling from Illinois to New Jersey for an event. And we decided that, hey, and those in the audience who aren't familiar with that particular drive, it's like a 3-day drive. It's a long haul. So we decided if we were going to go that far for an event, we were going to make it worthwhile. And we took a week's vacation beforehand out in that area. And so we weren't under any time constraints at all. So driving along one day, we came across a winery with wine tasting. Ah, of course, let's just pull in and we'll just see. So it was a lot of fun going in and taste testing these wines, being educated a little bit on the winery and the different flavors. We were thrilled that they had Glögg, which is a Scandinavian blend. It's got a lot of spices for the holidays, as cinnamon and nutmeg and flavors like that in your red wine. And it's like, wow, this is really awesome stuff. And we loved it. So trying some of that. We also once, I wrote in the book, going through Wyoming, there was a little section of 2-lane state road that connected two interstates. And there were so many side things to go see. It took us, I think it took us 6 or 7 hours to drive 120 miles because we stopped so many times. But that is lovely. It's educational. It's fun. It's entertaining. And you never know what you're going to come across.
It sounds like a wonderful experience that you've had and lots of adventure. It sounds like you had a very fun mum to be with. But part of having her for that long and her having the energy to do it was because she had the energy. And how do you think that she was able to maintain that energy?
I think there were a number of things. First off, she used to say that she was just blessed with good genes. And I think sometimes, you know, we have to, you know, appreciate that when it comes across. But for each of us, staying active is so important. In my life, you know, and I'm over 50 now, in my life, we've learned a lot about health and nutrition and exercise and heart health and those types of things. But one of the more basic things that my mom had lived her life by and that I've tried to emulate is the difference between exercise and motion. Basic motion comes first. Exercise is great. It's necessary. It keeps us healthy. But basic motion, being able to get up out of the chair and walk across the room and having that energy to stay moving is a basic thing that I think once we start getting over 50, over 60, over 70, it becomes all that much more important to incorporate movement into our day, stretching, keeping those muscles lubricated, and just moving around, because you're never gonna just one day join a gym and say, oh, I need to go get into shape. And then all of a sudden you're just gonna go start doing these hour-long workouts. No, you're not. If you have worked yourself into the point where, and we've all done it sooner or later a little bit, you know, it's like, oh, you take a couple of days and just sit back and watch TV. And then the more you sit, the more sluggish you feel. And then you don't even have that incentive anymore to get up and do anything. You know, it kind of drags you down a little bit. But the fresh air and getting outside and taking a little bit of a walk, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I feel good. I feel invigorated. And that one little movement starts to cascade and it starts to build on it. And then all of a sudden you feel a little bit better. And maybe the next day you walk a quarter mile, and maybe the week after that, you're up to a half a mile. And then sooner or later, you will get to the point that maybe you want to go to the gym. But that little bit of motion and staying active, that's what helps you engage in life, because you take the movement, you get outside, all of a sudden you start interacting with other people, you start having new experiences, you start maybe learning new things, it gets your mind active, it gets your body active, and then all the pieces are coming together, and then life's more fun. Life's a little more interesting.
Yeah. Well, thanks. And it was a great reminder that we do need to keep moving. And even if we are restricted to our own home, we still need to do something all the time. So sitting around, and younger people have that problem too, because we're all spending more time online in front of our computers, and we forget how we need to keep moving. And when we're young, like kids and teenagers, we do that automatically. We never seem to keep still when we're younger, and we seem to get into these habits that we don't realize how much they can limit our future. I really enjoyed hearing about the chapter about food, and also the chapter about finding out about more, discovering more about where you live. So the food thing, I thought, well, that's what I'm doing now. And do you want to talk about the food thing first, and then we'll go on to discovering where you are? For those people that can't go away, you know, travel too far away, but just even the reminder, they've got things in their own backyard that are worth having a look at.
Absolutely. And if I were to just start, you know, rattling off ideas, oh my gosh, there are so many. But I've made a point now of trying to pay attention to all the things that there are to do, everything from painting rocks for motivational sayings of that. But I have been spending more time outside, you know, the food thing, spending some time in the garden. I planted some new fruit trees, and I find, you know, food is always one of my favorite things. I love food, I love flavors, and I love cooking. So it's something that it fascinates me that food is one of those basic requirements for human life, but it can also be something that brings us so much enjoyment, and we can also tie so much activity to it. Growing your own food, a little bit of a garden. I don't have much of a green thumb, but I've grown a few carrots and tomatoes and green peppers and a few things like that. So I can make my own pasta sauce, and I've experimented with salsa, and I've had great success growing an apple tree. So I do a lot with apples, and I have found that experimenting with recipes and incorporating food into activity is really rewarding. Whether you go to a local farmer's market or grow the food yourself or just get it from the grocery store, you can also go to a local library or perhaps join an online group to find new recipes and then go through the process of experimenting with those recipes to prepare them and share them with somebody. And so then you get that activity of shopping, of preparing, and also then the socializing of sharing the meals. So that is, it's really, for me, at least, it's fun. And sometimes you come across new flavors that you never knew you liked before. And if you can add a little more nutrition into your diet, that's always a good thing.
Mm. As you say in your book, taste, life, and food is an experience, and you can have fun with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've never been one to like vegetables, but, you know, I try to stay open to that and I try recipes. Some of them are colossal failures. And I did put that in the book. I had some colossal failures, but I've had some successes and I did share those as well, too. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. Have a good day. We'll see you.
All right. Bye. It's been great having Heidi on the show. So if you want to find out more about her book, On With the Butter, Spread More Living Onto Everyday Life, and find out more about Keep Moving, Keep Doing, Keep Living, that's what life's all about, but how would you do it, then catch up with Heidi, and she's available through various social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also you can connect with Heidi on Goodreads. And to learn more, go to her website, www.HeidiHermanAuthor.com. So that's HeidiHermanAuthor.com. Until next time.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.